Nisan and our Mishnah. When our Mishnah also, the husband first said Hareni Nazir, and then he said Vat to his wife. And the Mishnah Vat does not mean if you. Vat means what's with you in the Mishnah. Could go into Yomala Hareni Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir no matter what. Now he asks his wife for Yat Mai. And what about you? He's asking her a question now. Do you also want to be one or not? So now the husband's neder is not telling his wife. No matter what his wife answers, he's going to remain a nazir. Does she have to become a nazir? No. He's asking her, do you want to or don't you? So mishimachi may for eshalah. Therefore, even if later she says yes, we still don't know does the husband really want to be a nazir or not. Like so far, the husband's just testing her out, asking her, what would you? Would you want to be yes or no? The husband doesn't know what she's going to answer. So it's not considered now as if the husband also agrees, like he wants his wife to be a nazir. The husband is saying, me, for sure, is going to be a nazir. About his wife, he's asking her, do you want to or don't you want to? So after she answers yes, now the husband first has to think it over. Do I want it to be one or don't I want it to be one? And if the husband decides, no, I don't want it to be one, that's what the husband should be made for. He could take off his wife's nether, but his nether, of course, remains. Mashenkin and the Brisa, there he didn't ask his wife, but there was a question, what's going to be with you? There he says like this, I want to be a nazir if you also want to be a nazir. So there we say, when she says yes, we see clearly the husband agrees and wants it to be. Because that's what the husband said. The husband says, I want to be a nazir. Says, I don't want to be myself, I want you to be with me. So then as soon as she says yes, that's considered as if the husband agrees that he taka wants her to be a nazir. Therefore, that's considered like hakama, he can't take it off anymore. But now in the Mishnah, it wasn't like that. The Mishnah was, he says he wants to be. Now we're just asking her, what about you? Do you also? So after she says yes, now we still have the right to be made for the nether. All right, stop here. You're holding up Chuf Gimel Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ha'isha she nodra benozir." An isha was makabel to become a nozir. For ha'isha she'isa b'yayin, and she started to drink wine. She did an aveira. Or metam al meisim, or she touched the meisim. Is harezer sofekis esaboyim. She gets malchus. She did an aveira. She gets malchus. We had the Gemara before. Yeah. So it says harezer sofekis esaboyim. So really we had shan this Mishnah before. That either you hold that really a baal could be oika maker okar, and then the Mishnah is talking about that the husband was not made for it at all, or else the Mishnah goes la locha that we hold the husband is only maker's gaius. So even if the husband later on was made for the neder, still the isha gets malchus, because at the time when she drank the wine or when she touched the mason, she was still a nazir, and therefore she did an aveira, she gets malchus. What about Heifa lo Baila? Let's say the husband was made for her neder, took off her naziris. Fihi lo yodo Heifa lo Baila. But the wife did not know, she does not know that her husband took off the neder. She thinks she's still a nazira. For hoisa shoisa b'yayin. And after the husband was made for the neder, now she still went and drank wine. Or metama le mason, she touched the mason. So the ocher is, eina sefek yases aboyin. She does not get malchus according to everybody. Because when the husband is made for the neder, for sure, at least like mikana labo, from now onwards, she's not a nazir. See, even though she doesn't realize it, so what? But the husband still took off her naziris, she's not a nazir. See, even though she thinks she's doing an avera, but malchus she doesn't get, because really she's not a nazir anymore, the husband took it off. Rabbi Yehuda says no. In Menas Efekes Esaboyim, like it's true what he's saying, like even if you want to say, she doesn't deserve to get Malchus Midiraisa, because now when she's drinking wine, she's really not the Nazir, but Tispoig Marcus Marvis. But Midrabanan though, she still deserves to get Malchus. Because as far as she's concerned, what she was supposed to, is she thinks she's still in the Nazir. She doesn't realize that her husband was made for it. Therefore, the fact she's drinking wine, like in her mind, her intentions is to do an Aveira. So, koponim midrabanan, though we give her Malchus. For her bad intentions, she deserves to get Malchus. That's called Malchus Mardis. It means midrabanan, she deserves to get Malchus. So, this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Lalacha, the Ramah Paschal's like that. But the Tanakhama says no, that since Midi writes that she's not a Nazir, who are then she doesn't get Malkus Midi Rabbanan either. This the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we'll learn like this. The Pasuk says, Isha HaFeirom V'Hashem Yislach Lo, that a husband could be made for take off his wife's nether, and still Hashem has to be Mesaleicha, Hashem has to forgive her. So the question is, what are we talking about? And the Baskar is here. Maha Kosev Medaber, what is the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about now the Isha Sheheifa Labaila, in a case like a Baal Mishnah, where an Isha first was Makabal to be a Nazir. She was a Nazir. And then her husband went and was made for that Nether, and she didn't realize it. Vihi Lo Yadoa, she didn't know that her husband was made for the Nether. Hakosu Medaber, that's what this Pasuk is talking about. And it's telling us, She Tzricha Kaporo Slicha, that you have to know she still needs a forgiveness. In other words, even though Midiraisa, she didn't do anything wrong, because Midiraisa, her husband, took off the Naziris. So when she drank wine now, there's nothing wrong with it. But Akoponim, her intentions were bad intentions, because she didn't know that her husband took off the Naziris. So as far as she was thinking, she's still a Nazir, and she went to drink wine. So for the bad intentions, you also have to have a Kaporin Aslicha. When Rabbi Kiva used to learn this pasuk, he used to start to cry, Rabbi Kiva. And he said like this, if somebody had intentions in his mind, teat, pig, and what came up really, what he ate was kosher meat, it came out teat from a tleh, from a kid, from a goat, is toying kaparos licha. Still, this person needs the forgiveness. In other words, since in his mind he wanted to do an Aveira, he wanted to eat pig, just that he didn't get the pig, instead he got kosher meat, still he has to have a slicha kapara. If so, is hamiskavin lales biyode bosa chazir, v'ola biyode bosa chazir? If somebody that wanted to eat pig, and he really did eat pig, is alachat kama bekama. For sure, such a person needs a kapara. Like he started to cry, like you see here, how medaktik Hashem is upon us. That for the thought to do an Aveira, Hashem, we need a slicha. Even though here the Isha did not do an Aveira, because she's not a Nazir anymore, but the fact she thought to do an Aveira, for that she needs a kapara. Ki yaitzi b'dobar, the same type of way we dash in another pasuk also. Ki yaitzi b'dobar, we should also say like this. The pasuk of Vayikra says, v'lo yodo v'oshem v'nosa v'noi. A person doesn't realize it, and he does an Aveira, so when Nasavon, he has to have a kapara, he has to bring a korban, a Nashram Tolui. Now, the pasuk is like this, in the Mardashins. Oma Misha Niskavin Nalis Biyodoi, Bosatle, if somebody thinks in his mind that he wants eat Bosatle, he wants eat kosher meat, but Viyola Biyodoi Bosachazir, but by mistake what he started to eat now was Trefa meat. Kagoin, what's this case? This case is chaticha sofik shel shumin sofik shochelif. You have a piece of fat in front of you, and you don't know whether this fat is kosher fat or whether it's chelif, the trefa fat of an animal. You don't know what it is, and if somebody eats it now, omakro, the pasuk says v'nosa avoynoi, that you have to bring an oshem toli. This is the Tanakama. This is the way the Tanakama learns pshan the pasuk of an oshem toli. An oshem toli means if you do a suffix aveira, you're not sure you did the aveira altogether. Like over here, you ate this piece of fat, it's not sure it's an aveira, it could be it's kosher fat. But since you don't know what it is, still the pasuk says you have to bring the korban. Says so, misha niskaven alas biyode basachazir. If somebody has intentions to go eat pig directly, and viola biyode basachazir, and the person does eat this pig, he does eat it, is alachas kama v'kama, he has to have a slich and a kapara, like he's much worse off, this person. This is according to Tanakama, that he holds an oshem toli comes, even if you only have one piece in front of you, and the suffix is of this piece of meat, or piece of fat, is it kosher, is it treif, and you eat it now, for that you have to bring an oshem toli. This is where Tanakama learns. Isi ben Yudu Oimer, no, that's not pshan the pasuk. That he holds that you only chayiv an oshem toli if it has to be a schazik isura. And we'll soon see. Isi ben Yudu Oimer, v'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa avoynoi.
What is the pasuk talking about that the person did not realize what he did? He did the avera. Uma mihilos like this. Uma mishen eskavin lalois biyodoi bosat le. The person thought wanted to eat something that's kosher. Viyolo biyodoi bosat chazir. And by mistake he ate a piece of meat that's treif. What does it mean? Not that it's vade treif, but going the case is that shtei chatichos. You had in front of you two pieces of meat. Achas shel chaylev, v'yachas shel shuman. Chaylev is the treif of fats, and shuman is the kosher of fats. So in other words, you have two different pieces in front of you. This is called the chazik isura. Here it's a worse, a bigger type of an isra. Because for sure there's a piece of isra in front of you. True, there's one piece that's mutter, but there's one piece that's vada yosar. Now if you eat one of these two, and you don't know which one you ate, that's the halacha you have to bring a noshem toli. In other words, Yisib ben Yudi argues on the Tanakhama. He holds when you only have one piece of meat, and it's a suffix, whether it's kosher, whether it's treif, if you eat it, you don't have to bring a carbon noshem toli. That's not the case of bringing a noshem toli. Because Tamazoy Kishtel, you don't know for sure it's treif, so that's not such a bad issue, you don't have to bring a carbon. Mashenken over here, where you have two pieces in front of you, and one is for sure treif, that's called the Schatik Yisura. We see the Yisra in front of you. That's the worst type of a suffix. So even though it's not sure whether you ate the treif or you ate the kosher, still you have to bring an Oshem Toli. So therefore he says, Hespinos Avonai. The apostle still says you have to bring a korban Oshem Toli. If so, Hamiska Veilalis Biyode Bosa Chazir. If somebody has in mind that he wants to eat pig, Viola Biyode Bosa Chazir. And he really comes out to eat the pig. It alachas kama v'kama. That for sure, the person has to have a big slichot kapara. He has to have a big forgiveness. Not that she has to bring the korban. A korban won't help in such a case. A korban only helps you when you have a suffix, a shaygig. But here, where you know for sure you're doing an avera, a korban doesn't help you. But Stein, you'll have to have other type of kaparas. Right? And the Mor says, al dov is there, this type of a thing, yid v'advoyim. That people that worry, shetaka worry about these things. Lotoy says, Agav, that Yidve means Rosh Toiveis, the Vonoposek of Yoda, the Osham, Vinosa, Akosim Adaber, Pyosham Toli. Now, Pedemor, Bechol Hani Lomeli, why do we have to have these three cases here that we say, Kavachaima, that you need a Slicha the Kaporo? So, Mor says, we need all these three cases. Ditona Gabi Isha, if we'd only have the case of our Mishnah, where the Isha became a Nazir, and then the husband was made for her neder, and then she drank wine, that still she needs a Slicha Kaparo. Hosam Udeboi Kaparo Slichi, you know why she needs a forgiveness? Mishum Demikarali Suri Chavin. Because she had in mind to do an Issa, like she was at the beginning a Nazir, and she did not realize that her husband was made for it. So now when she drinks wine, she thinks she's doing a Vada Issa, that's why she needs a Slicha Kaparo. Avu Chaticha Sofik Shachelim. Sofik shel shumin. But if you have one piece of meat in front of you, that you have a doubt whether it's kosher, whether it's treif, deloy, shel shumin, delatei richavin, that she, delatei richavin. She had a, the person had a mind to eat heter. Like he thought at the time that it was mutter. Just later he found out that no, Yishno was really doubtful whether he was allowed to eat it or not. So maybe I would have thought to say, loy boy kaporos licho. Maybe this person does not need a forgiveness. Because at the time, like, he didn't realize he's doing an Avera. He thought he's doing something that's mutter. First later, we find out what he's doing is an Avera, so maybe there you don't need a Slicha Kapara. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. No, still you have to bring an Oshem Toli. Still you need a Slicha to Kapara. Now, V'yit Mohodev, who only said this case of an Oshem Toli, Diki Surah. Over here, at least, there's one, the piece of meat is a suffix, whether it's usher or not. Avali shadofal abayla. But now, Mishnah, where the lady, with the wife, was Makaba Naziris, and then the husband was made for it, they had Tera. Right now, when she drinks wine, there's no Isser at all. So I would have thought, Leiti boy kaparas licha. Maybe she does not need a forgiveness. That's why we need the Chiddush of our Mishnah also. The Pasuk of Isha Farim Hashem Yislach Lo. That even though midiraisa what she did is mutter, but since she had bad intentions, for that she needs a kaparas licha. V'yit mahani tati, would have just said these two places, of by hafara, and by the Elshem Toli, according to Tanakama, have a mina, I would have thought,
Tani tarti hu tisagilum mekapora. Uslicha. These two cases, by an isha and by a person that eats a piece of meat, that's doubtful whether it's treif or kosher. The lo yikvei sura, because there weren't two pieces of meat there. It's only one piece of meat over there. It's not called yikvei sura. But in the case of Isi ben Yehuda, that he says pishtei chatichos. We're talking about the cases. You have two pieces in front of you. Acha shachelev. One piece of fat here is vadai treif. It's the chelev of the treif of fats. The acha shel shumin, and true, the second piece is kashura. But here the ikve is sura. But over here, since you know for sure there's something that's vadai treif, you are not supposed to eat it, and it's called the chomadiki issa. Because there's vadai, something that's awesome. Loi sagale v'kaparos licha. Maybe it's not enough just to feel bad. And daven tears for kaparos licha. Maybe she needs something more than that. Or maybe korbanoshim totally means won't help for her. This person, kamash mulan deloishana. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Know that even for such a person, still it's enough to bring a nashim toli. He gets his kapar. Omar Rabba Barbachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Noshayaki yisharam daki Hashem. The ways of Hashem are right. Vetzadikim yelchobom in the same derech, the same way. Tzadikim do it; they go the right way. Upoishim yikoshlobom. But a person like the Shoyim, they make mistakes, and the same way, Yikoshlobom, they make mistakes, they're doing a very out of it. What does that mean? Moshos, an example, Lishnev Nayodim, two type of people. Shetzolu es Pischayim. They both roasted the Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban, and at night time they roasted it, and now they're ready to eat it. Echot ochlu lishu mitzvah. One person eats it with kavon to do with the shem mitzvah. And one person needs its time to fill his stomach. Tina achila gasa. So it's the same ma'aseh mitzvah. They're doing two different kavonis. The one that has the right intentions is called he's doing a mitzvah. But the one that's eating it just to fill himself up, that's the positive means. That a poshim the rishoyim will make mistakes in it. So Chorot's mashma, there's not makayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, Omalei Rash Lakish. Rash Lakish asks, Hi, Rosh HaKoroslei, do you call this person that eats the Korban Pesach just L'Shem Taiva-like? He's called a Rosh HaKoroslei. Why? True, he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvcha the best way. He was a mechav on L'Shem mitzvah, but Pesach miyuku avid. But Avad, he ate the Korban Pesach, he did the mitzvah. So Tzai speaks out over here, and no Tzai says, Pesach miyakovid, mashma de achila gasa shme achila. Mashma vi eat to fill yourself up, it's called an achila, and you are makayim the mitzvah. Just you're not doing the mitzvah the best way. The kosher, the perak basu of the yuma, karmina loichel achila gasa miyom akipa potter, the loich shme achila. Over there we say, if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, in other words, you fill yourself up to the gills right before Yom Kippur. And then the first minute of Yom Kippur, if you eat more food, you're potter, you're not chayav karas. Why? That's not called an achila. So you see, if eat to fill yourself up, to stuff yourself, is not called an achila. So how come here we say you yoytze the mitzvah achilas pesach? The yom rodein atam, the train yon achilas gasas. There are two type of ways of filling yourself up. The hu diyum diyuma kagoyin shenav shoy kotze b'achila. Merayv soivoy. There the Gemara Yuma is talking about you filled yourself up so much that it's mamish disgusting for you to eat. Like you can't eat anymore. You have no enjoyment at all. You have to force yourself to eat. That's not called an achila at all. If you're so filled up, that's not called an achila. But for Hochan our Gemara, Shein Nav Shekotze, it doesn't mean you're filled up that much that you can't eat anymore, like you have to stuff it down. We're not talking about that far. El Shein Aroy of Lech L'Tiofen just means you're not hungry, you don't have a desire to eat anymore. If you don't have a desire to eat anymore, even though when you eat, you're eating it, that's called an achila gasa, that's not called the mitzvah min amuchar. Such an achila is called yimekayim the mitzvah, just as not the mitzvah min amuchar. What's nagei lemaisa, the Pesachim talk out, Pesach by night, when we eat the afikomen, it's supposed to be zechel achilas korban Pesach. It's supposed to be nechel al asoiva. The korban Pesach you eat after, not when you're hungry, but after you ate a little bit of food, and now you're satisfied, now when you eat, that's called the chashav achila. That's called eating not to take away your hunger pains, but you eat it because you enjoy it. So when we eat the afikomen, it's also supposed to be zeichel korban Pesach.
So the kids, so when you get to the Afra Kaimin, you're not supposed to be that filled up that you don't enjoy eating. If you're so filled up by that time, and then you eat the matzah, l'shem Afra Kaimin, l'shem Karm Pesach, it's not called the mitzvah mina mukher. That's called the Gavu Gemara, that's not a mitzvah mina mukher. Like, if you're so filled up at that time that your posha can't eat anything, you're only pushing it down your stomach, so then you're not yet to the mitzvah at all. That's Tosis first case, that's Nachila Gasa, it's not called an Achila at all. Mashenken, if you're filled up, just you don't enjoy eating anymore, that's not the mitzvah min amuvcha. The mitzvah min amuvcha is on Pesach Vanait, like not to fill yourself up that much that at the end when you get to the Afri Kaimin, you just still want to enjoy to eat it l'shem mitzvah. Right, the Kopon Nagei to us, that's not called Poshim Mikoshlobom. So what is the case? So Mora says, Elam Moshul Shnei Ben Yodim. Ze Ishto V'Yachoysi Moi V'Ze Ishto V'Yachoysi Moi. A man had his wife and his sister together in the room. L'Zeh Nizdam Nalo Yishtoi, the Tzadik ended up living with his wife. Or L'Zeh the Roshan Nizdam Nalo Yachoysa lived with his sister. That's called Yodidin Avera. Freddy Gemara, that's not a good case. No, right, so the half-meaner is, Zeshin is Dam Nalo Yishtoi, so they can Yochobom. That's called a Tzadik. The Zeshin is Dam Nalo Yachoysa, the one that lived with his sister, who Poshim Mikoshlobom. That means that the Avera, the Roshan doesn't have Avera. For the Gemara Midomi, is this like the case of the Pasuk? Anan Kamrini and Chod HaDerech. We're talking about it's one road, the same action that a tzaddik does and gets a mitzvah, Russia does get an aveira. But here is two different roads, two different actions. The tzaddik lived with his wife and the Russia lived with his sister. There's no comparison. Ella, what's the case of this Pasuk like this? Marshal Loit. The case is by the Meister with Loit and his two daughters. Ushtei B'Noisov. Imoi. The two daughters had kavanah to live with their father because they thought there's nobody left in the world and there'll be no world, so they did l'shem mitzvah to have children. Is tzadikim yelchobom? The two daughters had a mind to do l'shem mitzvah. That's called the mitzvah. Who but Loit? She niskavah l'shem averi. He had in mind only do l'shem averi l'shem znus. Who poishin mekoshlim bom? So the same ma'isa of the daughters living with the father, the daughters was called the mitzvah. The Torah speaks out that churva going according to man the yama. It was a machlokes in Sanhedrin. If by bnei noach of the roster on their own parents and the roster to their own mishpacha, so we hold that Lot did an avera. But going according to man the yama holds that Rabbi Kechavim is also bebitoi. Or else Torah said, I feel you hold it smuta, but they were matzman, they were parish me'arois. Sakoponim Loit didn't have the right intention, it's called an Avera, but the two daughters, since they did it, L'Shem Mitzvah, by them was called a Mitzvah. Fred Gemara, V'dil Mahu Nam L'Shem Mitzvah Chavin, how do you know that Loit wasn't Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah? Maybe Loit also did it L'Shem Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon says no, that Kol HaPosik HaZeh HaShem Avera Nema. The Posik by Loit, that it says, V'yisa Loit Esenov, well, Darshin HaSol's Posik is Mashma Loit, HaTayvis. Did Averis, when he after Znus? How do we dash him as Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vayisa Loit. What does that mean? We dash from another Pasuk, Vati Seishas Adoinov. So Mashman had to do with Znus. Also over there, the Eishas Adoinov wanted to live with Yosef. Here also it means that Loit went to do Znus. Then the Pasuk says, like Vayisa Loit Esenov. What does Esenov mean? Ki hi Yishara B'Einai. Another Pasuk talking about Shimshin. Ki Yishara B'Einai. Mashman also about a lady. Then the Pasuk says, by Loit, Vayar. What does it mean, Loit saw? Like another Pasuk, Vayar Rosh Hashem Ben Hamor. So Mashmo, so they went to have Znus there. Right, then the Pasuk by Loit says, again, the Pasuk so far by Loit is, Vayar Loit Esenov, Vayiso Loit Esenov, Vayar. Then the Pasuk goes on, it's called Kikar Hayarden. What does it mean that Loit saw the Kikar Hayarden? Like the Pasuk says, Kibiyad Isha Zoyno, Atika Lochem. Right, it's talking about Znus. Then the Pasuk ends off, Kikula Mashke, that Loit saw the whole Kikur Yadim was Kula Mashke. There goes another Pasuk of the Hoshaya, Elcha Achra Mahavai, Noista Lachme Meimai Tzirmiya Pishkish Shim Shamni Pishakuyai. That's also talking about Znus. The kids of the Pasuk says that Loit run after Znus. So therefore we say when Loit lived with his two daughters, by Loit was called an Avera. Shadigmar, why? Vomenas Onis. Loit was an Onis. Loit was tight chicken then. Light was shikah. So then why is it called Din Aver? He didn't realize anything. He was like forced into it. So where it says, Tani Mishum Rabbi Yosi Bar Rav Chuni. Loma Nokit Al Vav Uvekuma. Why is there a dot on top of the Vav in the Pasuk Uvekuma? Shal V'chir of the younger one. Loma to teach us. Shebeshichva la yada. True. When the younger one lived with Shabbachira, the older one, I mean. Shabbachira, the Bechara, the older one. Leima. Shebeshachva la yada. True. First she got a father, Shika, so Light did not realize when they lived together. Ava bekuma. But when they got up already, yada. Then Light realized what happened, that he lived with his daughter. What could have she done? It's to happen already. So my heavy. What happened already. So where it says, Nafkamina to Lafanya Khrina the next night, what happened the next night again? His second daughter gave him to drink. He drank again and got shikur again and lived with the second daughter. So that was his taina. The second night already he should have watched himself not to drink. Since he let himself get shikur, that's called Light was Machav and Lashem Aveira. But his two daughters were Mechav and Hashem Mitzvah. Dorash Rav reminded us, what the Pasuk say? Och Nifsha Mekiris Ois. Like a brother that does Ra, Nifsha, the Peshaya, is worse off than a strong, it's harder to get back than a strong city, Mekiris Ois. Mekiris Ois. O Medjonim,